Oh, happy Mother's Day. I hope you told your mother that today. You told her that you love her. Oh, can't hardly beat that. Turn, if you will, in your Bibles this morning to 2 Kings chapter 21. 2 Kings chapter 21. In 2 Kings chapter 21, verses 1 and 2, Manasseh was 12 years old when he became king, and he reigned 55 years in Jerusalem. His mother's name was Hezbah, and he did evil in the sight of the Lord, according to the abominations of the nation whom the Lord had cast out before the children of Israel. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you today, God, that we're able to be here. Lord, we thank you for these mothers. And Lord, we ask today that you speak to our hearts through this word. We'll give you the praise, for it's in Christ's name we ask it. Amen. Today is Mother's Day, and we want to recognize the mothers and to think about what the mothers would most like to do. A survey was taken, maybe from our children. Who knows? But those mothers, 18 through 36, said 36% said they'd like to spend time with their families on Mother's Day. 20% said they'd like to go out to dinner. 20% said they'd like to have a day off to go to a spa or be treated like that. And 12% said just have the day off. And 0.3% said a day alone. Well, I thank God for mothers who live for the Lord. I thank God for you today that most of you have your children with you or some of your children with you, and you'll spend time with them. Well, let me tell you a story that we find in the Word of God. It's about a mother who prayed. I've watched over the years families with children that were unsaved, and parents would be praying for those children that they might come to know Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior. I believe every mother here, and most mothers, would like for their children to have a close relationship with our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. I think that's the greatest thing that a mother could do for her child, is to tell them about Jesus. Even though, Dottie, I suppose you don't do that. You leave it up to Richard. I'm just picking at you this morning. Listen, that is something that we need to do. Pray for our children. And I think the greatest gift God can give you as a mother is when your child comes to know Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior. So here's Hezbah. Little do we know about her, but I do know that she married a godly king, King Hezekiah. Hezekiah was a godly king. He looked to God for things in his life to run his kingdom. So I assume that he would marry a godly woman, Hezbah. And I assume that she was a godly woman, for she married a godly king. And we can assume some things about her, that she also was a godly mother, and she raised her child with God in mind and would tell him about Jesus Christ. So here we talk about Hezbah today. And as I look at this scripture today and I look at what the Bible says, I see a mother, one that was glad. Can you think of any greater day for a mother to find out she's going to have a baby? I tell you, I think Hezbah was a mother that, when she married Hezekiah, probably came in running one day and said, "Hezekiah, guess what? We're going to have a child." And oh, she was glad that day. Happy days for her. Happy days around the palace there. The excitement goes all over, and it spreads all over the kingdom that Hezbah, the king's wife, is about to have a child, and everyone realizes in the kingdom there that she's going to have a baby. And oh, the joy that's brought not only to her, the joy that's brought to the kingdom that the king is going to have a child. And I can imagine it was a happy palace around there as the news spread of the birth of a baby about to be born. And they had plans. I can see her now going into the kingdom, into the baby's room. You know, when you have a baby, what do? You want to fix a room. Well, back then, they didn't have to able to tell a boy from a girl. So can you imagine the excitement about painting a room? Pink or blue, that's the excitement in a new town. I don't imagine they worried too much about it then, but in the palace there was a lot of excitement. A baby's going to come. A baby's going to be born to the king and to the queen. And days go by, months go by. And then upon a day, word and announcements given. Hezbollah has had a child. It's a boy. And I imagine he passed out cigars, but it's a boy all over him. There's the days, and a mother is glad that the child was born. And it's always happiness when a child is born, isn't it? I remember my first one. I can remember my second one. I can't remember much, but I can remember the days that they were born and what I was doing and everything. Those were happy days for Rhonda and I. And yes, we painted the room blue. We knew we were having a boy, and we were glad that we was having a child, and we were excited about that. But not only did Hezbollah have gladness there, she had the task of raising a child. Folks, that's always a job, isn't it? You stay-at-home moms, you single moms, you moms know what it is to raise a child. The Bible says you train up a child in the way it should go, and when they get old, they will not depart from that. But all the decisions that are to be made around raising a child. And she gives it a name. It's Manasseh. Manasseh means God hath made me forget. Made her forget maybe the bad times in her life. Made her forget the pain that went with childbearing. But whatever, she gave him the name Manasseh. Knowing Hezekiah, and he was a godly king, there's something else we can assume about Hezbollah. Not only that she was a godly mother, but she trained up Manasseh in the way he should go. Folks, I'm glad that we have our children being raised in church here. Don't let that little one bother you. Man, I tell you, it's good to hear crying babies. They're the future of our church and the future of our life. And it's always good to see mothers with children bringing them into church, because I know that that mother is teaching them the ways of God. And we can assume Hezbollah was one of those mothers to teach Manasseh about the Ten Commandments. She probably taught Manasseh about the Passover and what it all meant. She probably taught Manasseh about the sacrificial system and how they were to look to Jesus Christ, the coming of Christ. One day, she probably said, you know, one day a Savior is coming. One day we'll have a kingdom here. And oh, I can imagine she taught everything about the Lord to little Manasseh. Isaiah 62 verse 4 says her name became symbolic of Zion. So I think that she would have taught her son about God. And then one thing I noticed that I remember so much is every night before I went to bed, there was a prayer. There was a prayer for us boys. There's five of us boys, or four, yeah, five all together, and a little girl. But every night, there was prayer by the bed. Every night, mother and grandmother, most time grandmother, because I stayed with grandmother more than I did at home. But you know, every night, she would come in and she would kneel by the bed and say, listen, we're going to say our prayers now. And she would pray. And she would pray for God to protect us, God to watch over us as we grew up, God to bring us to that saving knowledge of Jesus Christ. And every night I could imagine Hezbah, familiar with the Word of God, praying for Manasseh, just like you. Just like you want your children to be brought. And I could also imagine her reading the Scriptures to him. You see, that was part of their, what Deuteronomy said, is to teach them the laws. Teach them the Word of God. Teach them the Scriptures and meditate. So there in the palace where I believe Hezekiah was a godly king, and I believe Hezbah was a godly mother, I believe the Scriptures were taught to little Manasseh. And I'm sure that she also gave him the plan of salvation. Folks, I knew the plan of salvation when I was just barely old enough to walk. Grandmother would tell us, you've got to come by the way of Jesus Christ. You've got to go and learn the Word of God. So at one time, the Holy Spirit can speak to your heart, and you too can be saved. Those things were taught. She probably explained all the Old Testament religion to him. And I can hear as she told him the stories about God, about creation, about her ancestors. And here is a mother, like many of you here today, raising that sweet little baby boy, that sweet little bundle of joy, so glad that she has a child. So glad, yet with such a task of raising him for the Lord. Praying that God will help him and understand the things that he will go through, that he might glorify God with his life. And yet, like so many mothers today, we see not only a mother that's glad, we see a mother that's grieved. For the Bible says, and I just read it, Manasseh did evil in the sight of the Lord, according to the abominations of the nations, to whom the Lord had cast out before the children of Israel. In any life, there's always the ups and there's always the downs. There's always the valleys to go through. Upon a day, Hezekiah died. Upon a day, there was a funeral. She had to go through that service. She had to go to her husband's funeral service. And that was a day that she was grieved. But not only was she grieved about her husband, now she would have to raise Manasseh all alone. And the Bible says at the age of 12, he assumed the kingship of the kingdom. He took his father's place. But the Bible says not only that, he did evil in the sight of the Lord. Now, what grieves a mother more than anything in the world is to see her darling little son doing evil in the world. If you want to know how to break your mother's heart, you live for the devil. It'll break her heart. I see a mother here with a son that has been raised in a godly home. A son that had been taught, I believe, the Scriptures. A son who'd been doing the things of God. Now he's rebelled against God and he's living wickedly. Oh, how it must have grieved her when her husband died and her world crashed in. Now she's left alone with that son to raise. Oh, the responsibility. And little did she know the grief that she would go through. Now, in 2 Kings 1, we see he was 12 years old to take on the responsibility of a kingdom. But the Bible says he reigned for 55 years in Jerusalem. Now we read, and he did that which was evil. You see, at the age of 12, he drifted away from God. At the age of 12, he no longer followed his godly reign. At the age of 12, Manasseh began to follow the wrong crowd. He began to go with the wrong leadership. And let me tell you something. It's very easy for the devil to pull you aside and put you in the wrong crowd. And oh, how it grieves your mother. I'm one of four boys, and I know it grieves mother. I'm old enough now to look back on things in life and know that it grieved my mother when one child was away from God. It hurts your mother, don't it? And I know it hurt Manasseh's mother, Hezbollah, so much that her son would follow after the abominations of the heathen people, the ones that God had cast out. Here's a young man, folks. He's raised right, and yet he's walking in the way of sinners now. Young man, young lady, if you're here this morning and you're sitting with your mother, don't grieve her. Follow the way of God. Do that which is right. Don't follow wrong. Oh, how many children go the wrong way? Well, can't you feel the grief and the pain? He began to follow the wrong crowd. The Bible says not only that, he provoked the Lord. He went so far as to tear down the altars of God and raise up altars to other gods, idols, witchcraft, black magic, all kinds of things. He literally wanted, seemed like, to slap God in the face and say, listen, this is what I'm going to do. I'm not going to follow after my father. I'm not going to do what my mother wants to do. I don't care what you do, Lord. I'm going to worship the evil. And that's what he did. Can you imagine the grief in this mother's heart as her son went wayward and was living in a rebellious lifestyle? And no doubt there's many a tear shed for her son, for his defiance of God just continued to do worse. If you read on down in the scriptures, you see in 4, he built altars there in the house of the Lord. In 5, he built altars for the host. He just kept tearing down God's kingdom. He dove into witchcraft. I can't think of anything worse than witchcraft and black magic. Well, we see a mother so glad that her child was born. We see a mother grieved at the task of raising a child, and he's going the wrong way. But let me tell you something. We see a grateful mother. A grateful mother. I believe she was a grateful mother. If you turn over with me in your Bibles to chapter 33 of 2 Chronicles. Paul Harvey says, here's the rest of the story. You may have a child this morning that's away from God, mother. But I want you to know, notice first, that she never gave up praying for him. In chapter 33 of 2 Chronicles, verse 11, therefore, after all he had done, the Lord brought upon them the captain of the army of the king of Assyria, who took Manasseh with hooks, bound him with bronze fetters, and carried him off to Babylon. Now when he was in affliction, he implored the Lord God and humbled himself greatly before the God of his fathers and prayed to him and received his entreaty. heard his supplication and brought him back to Jerusalem into his kingdom. Then Manasseh knew that the Lord was God. Now the good news of the rest of the story is not only we see a mother that's glad and a mother that's grieved, we see a mother that has gratitude to the Lord. Here's the story. Manasseh did evil in the sight of the Lord. And the Bible says at a point, God said, okay, buddy, this is what's going to happen. I'm fixing to take you off into captivity. And the Bible says the Assyrian army came. And one place said about thorns, put him in thorns, under the King James Version. But it means with hooks. They literally put hooks in his nose. Can you imagine having somebody put hooks in your nose and dragging you? They drug him off, a king. They drug him off to captivity. Don't you know the humiliation of a king now being on his knees, crawling in the dirt, following along after the enemy? They took him to Babylon. They hooked him, the Bible says, with hooks in his nose. And Manasseh was humbled. Manasseh was humbled. There was a day in his humiliation when he realized, you know, my mother served a holy God. My mother prayed for me. My mother told me about God and about God's forgiveness. And the Bible says, upon that day when he was humbled before God, he got on his knees and he cried out to God. And he said, Lord, remember me. Lord, forgive me. And you know what the Bible says? That God forgave him. Isn't that wonderful to know? It's wonderful to know that if you are a son or a daughter and you've gone astray, if you'll ask God to come back into your life, he will. He will right now. Believe me, God wants you to come back to him. God loves you so much that he gave his son to die for you. God loves you so much that he gave you a mother that prayed for you. Hezekiah prayed for him. She never gave up praying for him. And God not only humbled Manasseh, he blessed Hezekiah. He answered her prayers. I believe it's because a praying mother had never forsaken that prayer life for Manasseh. Your heart might be broken, mothers, for a son or a daughter, but let me tell you something. No matter what they've done, God can bring them back. Keep on praying. Don't give up. You see, sometimes we say, well, you know, it's no use. My son has gone too far. My daughter's gone too far. No. If God can take a man that even made his children walk through the fire, you know what that means? He sacrificed his kids. How low can you go? How cruel can you be? But God said, no, I'll bring him back. And not only did the Assyrians hook him, I think God hooked him. You see, God had his hand on Manasseh. He knew that this young boy, he needed some humbling. He was too proud, too arrogant. Yet he humbled him over there in Babylon by the hooks in the nose to hook him and to bring him back into the kingdom at Jerusalem. And no matter how far your child, no matter how far your daughter may have gone, listen, God still got their hand in their life. God's still there. He put a hook in Manasseh in response, I believe, to a mother who prayed and cried tears over her son. God answered her prayers. Folks, I believe God will answer your prayers. Years ago, before I found Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior, never will forget this experience. Running from God, living in the world, doing things that were shameful, ungodly, causing my mother heartache, heartbreak. She never quit praying. Never gave up praying for those four boys. Still prays for them today, those four boys, that they might come to know Jesus Christ. Years ago on a cold night, never will forget, I went duck hunting. I took an old boat, headed out across Dixie Lake. Dixie Lake's a pretty good sized man-made lake. It's over the other side of Carthage. I didn't know how it was, but I went over there, went hunting, and I got in this old V-bottom boat. Started out, motor was doing fine. I cruised out across there to about a little over a mile, mile and a half from the home. Guess what happened? I got to duck hunting. I got to thinking, well, I'm just going to stay out here. It's so dark, shoot these ducks. I did. Little did I know that the motor wouldn't crank when I started back. I searched around in that old boat and I found a paddle. It was about this long. It had been broken. And I said, Lord, what in the world am I going to do? The wind's come up. It's cold. I don't even have nothing but a long sleeve shirt on. It's about 8:30. It's dark as pitch. I get up in the front of that old V-bottom boat with that old broke paddle, and I do it this way, and then I do it this way, and I do it this way, and I do it this way. No wonder I got a bad back. Well, I'm about 19 years old, and you're tough, and you think you're invincible at that age, you know. I don't know where the house is. The wind's blowing, the waves are coming. I thought, Lord, I'm going to drown out here. You know, you paddle 2 foot, and you blow back three. That's the way it was. I started out at 8:30, and I said, Lord, it's dark. Then you start crying out for the Lord. You know, you never mention the Lord. You never think about the Lord until you're in trouble. Amen? But I was in trouble, and I realized I was in trouble. I didn't know where to go. It was black everywhere. There wasn't no moonlight. There wasn't no lights. As I was heading back across that lake, I saw a light come on. And it flickered about 4 or 5 times, and then it stayed on. And I said, that must be my uncle's home. Somebody knew that I was having trouble. I should have been in. I started paddling about 8:30, and it was 12 o'clock when I got there. Man, it was a long mile and a half, or a long mile. It was a hard mile. When I made it in, I said, thank you, Lord. And you know what? I believe it was because I had a mother that was praying for me, that something worse didn't happen to me. You see, when you do stupid things, sometimes we could die from those things. I was cold. It was a bad winter night in January. But I thank God for a mother. And I believe God answered her prayers and turned that little light on so that I could find my way home. I'll always think that was God. Some people say, oh, it's just coincidence. It's an accident. No, it's God working. The Bible says, look once again in chapter 33 of 2 Chronicles, verse 11. It says, therefore the Lord, what? Brought upon the captains of the army of Syria. It was God who really sent the Assyrians to humble Manasseh. God had his hand in it, folks. And it was God who brought him to his knees so that he could come back to him. And sometimes, oh, it's tough when God has to punish us, when God has to bring a child of his down to his very lowest so that he'll start looking up. I got saved after that. I accepted Jesus Christ after that. And I thank God for a praying mother and a praying grandmother. And you know what? I always call my mother and tell her that I love her on Mother's Day. It's all because God answers prayer. of praying mothers. Mother, if you're here today and you've got a son or a daughter that's not following God, don't give up praying. Continue to pray and continue to trust God. If God would bring Manasseh back, he will bring your son or daughter back. And look at, not only did she show gratitude, Manasseh also showed gratitude. For the Bible says, afterwards Manasseh restored all that he had removed and took away the idols and worshiped God. How grateful was Hezbah when God moved into her son's life and restored him. The God who had provoked, the man who had provoked God to anger, now he's honoring God. Can God bring your children home this morning? Yes, he can. Does he want to bring your children home this morning? Yes, he does. Don't give up your prayer for your children. Keep praying and keep praying, and God will safely lead them home, I believe. If you're here this morning and you are a mother and you've got a child that's astray, continue to pray for that child. If you've got a child that's lost, pray for that child's salvation. Young person, children, it doesn't matter how old you are, we're still children. I'm 61, and my mother still says, now don't you do that. Don't go out there by yourself. I said, Mother, I'm a grown man. You're still my little child. I'll always be her little child. She'll always give me instruction. She'll always tell me what to do. And sometimes it aggravates me, but I still love her to death. Folks, if you're here today and you don't know Jesus Christ, the greatest gift that you can give your mother is to come to know the Lord. Give him your life. It'll bless your mother. It'll fill her with gratitude towards God. If you're here this morning and you're running from God, you've been away from God, why don't you come back to him? What a great day it will be for your mother if you will just come back to God and say, you know, Lord, I have sinned. I have fallen short. I want to get back to you. And start restoring the things that are God's in your life, like Manasseh did. If you're here this morning and you're looking for a church home, this is the place God's led you. Would you come join in with our fellowship? Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you today for all these mothers. We thank you, Lord, for all these children. And today, Lord, may we honor you with our life. May we honor our mothers by just coming to worship you and giving you our life. Heavenly Father, if there's someone here today that needs to come, Lord, let them step out. Don't let the devil win the victory. Let them step out and come to you. For it's in your precious name, the name of Jesus, we ask these things. Amen.